Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrn Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed. Back in the late 60s, early 70s, a book entitled The House of God by Samuel Shem achieved cult standing among medical students and nurses. Samuel Shem, not the author's real name, described his first year as an intern in a prestigious but unnamed large teaching hospital. One of the things his mentors taught him was the concept of turfing. Turfing was the result of two basic realities. Doctors didn't like patients dying on their watch, on their turf. It didn't make them look good, it didn't make them feel good. It also created more paperwork. So if a physician determined that a patient was going terminal, emphasis was placed on getting that patient moved to somebody else's service, another specialty. This became known as turfing. You tried to move those patients to somebody else's turf. If you were in urology, for example, you might want to try to turf someone over to the cardiovascular service. Anywhere but where you were. A lot of turfing also goes on with animals. In spite of the fact that establishing and protecting the territory is the number one priority of all animals, humans tend to take a rather cavalier attitude about that. If we live in an area that has too many animals of one species, or perhaps more than one species, we don't want to deal with the cause of the problem. We want to turf those animals somewhere else. If wild animals are captured in areas that make their presence there unacceptable to humans, we want to relocate them. Whether they survive there or not, out of sight, out of mind. This isn't to say that all turfing is bad. Sometimes when human patients get turfed, they get better. Other times, they don't. The same is true with animals. Some turfed animals may thrive in their new environments, and others may not. We also have two relatively new concepts. Rewilding is a conservation concept. It's based on evidence that suggests that a lot of the destruction of the habitat by humans could be repaired by the introduction of large mammals. Mammals large enough to dig up the soil to make it easier for native plants to grow. Some of those who were promoting rewilding wanted to push the calendar all the way back to the Pleistocene age. As you might imagine, that wasn't very well received. However, a variation on this theme is gaining a certain amount of support. That is to use rewilding as a form of conservation. The sad reality is that there are populations of large mammals in Africa that are going to go extinct if they stay in those environments. There's too much war, there is too much poaching, too much political upheaval, there is too much environmental destruction for them to survive. Consequently, a conservation strategy gaining ground is removing at least some of those populations to areas of the world where this would not be a problem. How do you feel about that? How do you feel about transporting animals from Africa to, say, North America? These animals wouldn't just be dropped anywhere. They would be tracked, they would be confined to some extent, and they would be carefully monitored. Nonetheless, the concept of turfing, rewilding, transporting raises a lot of ethical questions. It raises a lot of animal welfare questions. It raises the issue of treating effects rather than the causes of problems. It doesn't eliminate the human factor. So that approach isn't without its flaws.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore, by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Catova Arts, www.catova.com.